It's like things click. It's just in your body and with everything happening externally out of you, it just feels like, yes, this clicks. This is easy. This is right. This is the way that it's meant to be. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Oh, it is 2024 officially. I think I said that in one other episode as well, so you're going to get that twice. But anyway, well, actually, at the time of this recording, for full transparency, it's December 10th, the eve of my birthday, December 11th, although it's my birthday in Australia. It's always kind of trippy because it's like technically I'm actually a year older now because I was born in Australia, but it's not my birth date in America. It's always a bit weird. But anyway, point is that if you've listened to my previous episode and to really any of my episodes that I also recorded last year, the dogs need to come up as usual. What's new? You would know that during this December and January break that I'm having for myself, I'm really getting ahead with work. And I'm kind of going to talk to you guys. I'll mention that today because on the topic of getting into alignment and kind of getting ready with me for the new year that I'm going to walk you guys through and give you your own inspiring ideas for you to take for yourself. So we are leaving to go on our little Europe trip. Not tomorrow, but the day after. So I'm just getting a little bit ahead with podcast recording. So it's actually not 2024 at the time of this recording, but the time that you're listening to this, it is 2024. So for the sake of myself and for all of you, I hope that it's a really good year so far and that you have been using this new year energy to really supercharge your manifestations. So the first thing that I want to talk to you guys about in today's episode is what is alignment? Then I'm going to talk to you about the things that I'm doing for my best year ever to give you some of your own inspiration slash reminders. And then I'm going to go into kind of some more like lifestyle questions because I've been getting a few lifestyle questions a lot. So I'm going to answer them also in this episode because I felt like this was the episode where I could put it in and it would actually make the most sense. So there's this kind of buzzword out there, right, of alignment. And I use it a lot as well. It's not even necessarily a buzzword. It's just like, it's a word that is used a lot in this area of work. And so for those of you that aren't familiar with the word alignment, or maybe you've heard the word alignment, but you don't actually know what it means. You know, when you hear something so many times where you think you know what it means, but you've never actually taken the time to really, really think about it. Let's dive into this today because essentially what I do is I help you to get into alignment so that you can live your best life. And it's like, okay, well, that's all well and good, but what is getting into alignment? And then what even is alignment as like a place of embodiment so that you can then have your dream life? So alignment is basically like everything is in a line is kind of the way that I like to think about it. So everything is running parallel rather than perpendicular. So let me give you an example that will hopefully help you to understand this, the easiest way to explain it, I think, from my opinion. Okay, so let's just say, for example, that you absolutely hate learning about business, but you've decided to go and do a degree on business. Every day when you sit in that lecture, you are going to feel like you are hitting your head against an energetic brick wall, and that every day when you go to study, when you go to do your exams, your tests, your assignments, it feels like you are pushing shit up a hill, like you so don't want to be there. And because you don't want to be there, because that isn't something that you enjoy or kind of your soul's purpose, want of a better word, or your journey for being here on this planet, it feels so hard. And for other people, they're just flying by, they understand it so easily. And why is that? And it, you know, obviously there's many different components. The boys are about to start a brawl on my chair. There are obviously different components that go into this. So I'm just trying to give an example. So, you know, taste with a grain of salt. And so basically the way that you could understand it is that you are kind of going perpendicular with your calling. So because your calling would be running parallel to you. So it would feel like the two of you are walking side by side, easily going in the right direction. But what you've done is you've now placed in this energetic line of learning business. But the energetic line is running the opposite direction. It's running not opposite, it's running a perpendicular direction to where you're running. So if you're looking at me on the camera, if you're watching the video version, I've got one hand going ahead of me, straight ahead. Another hand is going to like to the side. And so basically it's like my fingernails are hitting the palm of my hand because they're running perpendicular. So when you are not in alignment or when you're doing things that aren't in alignment, it feels like you are literally hitting a brick wall and it is so hard to get through. Now, obviously there are many different moments in life, just part of the human experience, where we hit brick walls, where we hit these kinds of feelings of there being an energetic wall and it's so hard to get through. It doesn't necessarily mean that something is out of alignment or that you have to go and like do a bunch of things to get back into alignment. As you guys would have heard me say before, the worst thing that you can do for yourself is latch on to any kind of concepts in personal development that actually take away your freedom of just human expression. Because you being a human means that you are imperfect, means that there are going to be moments where you aren't in alignment, where you are having a hard day, where you are feeling like you're pushing shit up a hill. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing anything wrong, or it doesn't actually necessarily mean that you're even out of alignment. It could actually just be that you're going through a rough patch and you actually need to go through this pushing shit up a hill moment to then get the diamond on the other side or whatever it is, right? So alignment, this kind of state of alignment, is basically where everything in your life and you as a person are in a state of being and in an energy where things feel easy and just right. It's like things click. It's just in your body and with everything happening externally out of you, it just feels like, yes, this clicks. This is easy. This is right. This is the way that it's meant to be. Versus you feeling like you have an internal battle or things are really hard externally in your life or that you're having to push it up a hill. Like I keep saying, those would be symbols or signs that things aren't in alignment for a generalization. So one of the number one things that is actually going to get you to a place of feeling like things internally for you and also externally are in alignment is firstly getting yourself into a place where you are in alignment with your soul, your like core self, whatever you want to call it, right? Where basically you are no longer being somebody that you don't want to be or that you don't need to be. You're taking yourself out of this box that you've created for yourself or these piles of shoulds, and you're actually being the truest expression of yourself. That's the number one for you being in alignment, because your external environment is a reflection of your internal environment. So don't try and figure out external alignment pieces first. Firstly, focus on your state of internal alignment. And this is a great thing to be thinking about this time of year, because obviously it's the beginning of the year and you are setting up right now in this energy of the new year, you are setting up the trajectory for your year. You are setting up the direction, the tone, the energy, your focus for the year. And you can also come back to this and redo, you know, the resetting of your tone, your energy, your frequency, your direction at any point, obviously. But it's nice to use this collective energy of the new year. So your internal state of alignment is going to be determined by a few things. Obviously, number one is how much trauma you have in your body that's holding you back. Because if you do not feel an inherent sense of safety to be yourself, like that is block number one from a state of alignment, from a state of everything being easy or manifestations coming in easily. Like all these beautiful things happen with ease in your life when you're in alignment. Manifestation becomes really easy. Attracting what you want becomes obviously really easy. You know, having a very clear direction of where you're going, the next step that you want to take, opportunities coming to you, making money becomes easier. Friendships become easier. Waking up out of the bed in the morning becomes easier. Being healthy becomes easier. Sticking to your habits becomes easy. Everything becomes easier when you don't have these internal, really deep or not so deep blocks that are causing little moments in your life to feel hard. We all know that the little moments in life or the little moments in your day really are the big moments, right? You add up all the little moments and it creates a massive moment. And because it's the little things that you're doing every single day, they're actually more important than those big moments, right? The little things that you do every day, you feeling energized when you wake up out of bed, I would argue that's way more important than going on a beautiful honeymoon every single year with your partner. Like, yeah, that's beautiful. But if every single day, other than that honeymoon, you're feeling ugh when you get out of bed, that's your whole life. That's the vast majority of your whole life where you feel yuck getting out of bed in the morning. So whilst you might think it's actually a little thing, it is actually a really, really massive thing. And it has a huge impact in your life. So you have to remember the little things are really, all the things that we deem as little or just every day, like we brush them off, we don't really give them much attention. They're actually the really big moments. So when clients have wins where it's just like they classify them as little wins, but I help them to reframe, actually, this is one of the big wins. When they have a little win of finally, you know, not exploding at their partner, that's a big win. When they finally feel energized to get out of bed in the morning, that's a win. When they no longer hold themselves back from buying the groceries that they want to get because organic is quote unquote too expensive, that's a win. Right? It's those little moments that actually shape our life. They shape our year, right? So the things that you're doing in January really are shaping the rest of your year. And then obviously that can even flow into the next year, depending what you do at the end of this year and the beginning of next year as well. So those blocks inside of you, inside of your internal environment, are going to inhibit alignment. So it's important to think about what are some of the things inside of me that's inhibiting me from feeling like things are easy and effortless. It's kind of the best way to put it, right? So if it's anxious attachment style, right, that's one thing that's blocking you from alignment. Another thing could be you lack a feeling of internal safety. Another thing that's blocking alignment. It could be that you have a lot of trauma around money. Another thing that's blocking alignment. So can you see how it's not nothing major. I'm not asking for you to like, I don't even know what to tell me, like some massively woo-woo thing. It's literally thinking about what are the blocks that you come up against every single day. Those are the things that are inhibiting you from reaching a state of alignment internally now, and then therefore externally. So doing the healing around those blocks, not only being aware of them, but then actually really healing the root of them. And of course, somatically, because those blocks are very much in your body and internal, they're not just in your mind. That's what's most important. For those of you that don't know, on the note of somatic as well, 80% of the signals go from your body up to your brain. Only 20% go brain down to your body. So if you're only doing mindset work, I mean, that's important, right? It's 20%. But if you're only doing mindset work and forgetting the somatic work, forgetting that body-based work, that's 80% of it. That's like a big part of it. It's like the iceberg, right? Think about it. You only see 20%, if that, of the iceberg. That's your head. That's your mind. That's what's happening in your brain, your mindset work. But then everything underneath that, so your whole body, that's where the real shit is. That's the real part of the iceberg. Of course, it's kind of more so hidden. It can feel like it's hidden. So valuing the invisible body-based work is going to show in your life, right? It really will show. So the first thing is identifying those blocks that are inhibiting you from reaching alignment and then obviously working on them. The next thing that's important for alignment, and this kind of goes into the everyday integration of staying in alignment, right? So the coming into alignment, that kind of first component of actually you as a person coming into and feeling that state of alignment, that is the result of healing and coming back to your place of equilibrium, your natural state of high frequency energy, your natural state of ease, of flow, of magnetism, of receivership, of direction, of discernment, of self-respect, of self-trust, all those things. That's the first thing, coming back into that. And I say back into that because that is already in you. You had that at one point as a child, and then you moved away from it because it didn't feel like it was safe. You didn't feel safe to trust yourself. You didn't feel safe to stand up for yourself. You didn't feel safe to express yourself from a place of self-respect. That became dangerous for whatever else it is. You didn't feel safe to, you know, have a secure attachment style. You have an avoidant or an anxious attachment style because of a trauma response, right? So coming back to a state that does exist in you, we just have to reignite it, but also get rid of everything that's putting water on the fire. Ooh, friends, if you haven't gotten my new 2024 mantra guide. It's free on my website. You need to get it. I added a whole pile of new super sexy, super vibey, very abundant mantras for you guys. You can print them out and put them on your mirror or in your shower or in your gym, wherever you want to be seeing them all the time, just to get those important reminders that you are the shit, that money's coming easily to you, that you are hot, that you are radiant, that you're attracting in everything that you want. They are gold. They really are. They're like just sassy, if I don't say so myself. And we love a sassy vibe when it comes to manifestation, because it just cuts through kind of like sassiness and manifestation. How do I describe it in MMM2? I can't remember. I do a really good description of why I use sassiness and manifestation, I think also in MMM1. But for this, the sassiness of these mantras help it just feel like, yeah, bitch, it's real. Like, no one can fight this shit. Like, you are the shit. So anyway, they're on my website. Download them for free. Thank me later. And let's get back into the episode. Then the next component, which is then keeping up with that feeling of alignment, is choosing to show up as your best self every day, choosing to be in high vibe energy, choosing to invest your time and energy into experiences that are parallel to the life that you want. So I want to make this clear for anyone that actually really understands quantum manifestation and physics. I'm not saying that you want to run your whole life parallel to the version of you that you want to be and then never be her or him. No, you're going to be her or him. What I'm saying is that whole perpendicular idea that I was explaining to you before. So if you put things in your life, or you go do things in your life that actually are an opposing force, or like running in a direction perpendicular to the way that your energy is running, then it becomes this headbutting experience. So if you have something in your life that isn't high vibe, that's isn't running quote unquote parallel to the life that you want, it's this perpendicular kind of energy now. So you're going this way, right? But you've put something in here that isn't in alignment with you. So now what's happening is you're headbutting, and you have this kind of experience of headbutting versus bringing something into your life, bringing an opportunity, bringing a person, bringing an experience, bringing travel, whatever it is. You bring that into your life, a new energy, and you're running perpendicular with it. So it's in alignment, right? You're running parallel with it. If you're running perpendicular, headbutting, you're running parallel, you're bringing things into your life that are in alignment. And I'm trying to bring another word in for you guys, so I'm not using alignment, so you'd understand it. They're running parallel, so in alignment, parallel to the life that it is that you want, not perpendicular. So you're choosing to show up every day as your best self. You're choosing to wear the clothes that your future self wears. You're choosing to, you know, fly on the airlines that she would fly on. You're choosing to eat the kind of food that she would be eating, because what you're then doing is you're placing new things into, you're bringing new things into your life. You're placing new things into your energy that are in alignment, like easy flow of energy in alignment with the direction that you want to go in and who you want to be. They're not running perpendicular. Okay. So, you know, if you're in alignment, like I've said, everything in your life comes easily. It also means, though, being in alignment doesn't just mean you can just sit back and do nothing. Of course, action still needs to occur. And part of that action is the energetic work. Part of that action is choosing to show up every day as your best self. Like, thinking about right now, today, in the next 3 hours, what could you do that would put yourself in really high vibe energy? What could you do that would put you in the energy of your future self, that would put you in the energy of gratefulness at this big manifestation that you've just received? If you don't have any ideas, I'm going to drop one below for you. There's a quantum manifestation that I did on my podcast a few months ago. We're going to link that down below. There's something that you can be doing in the next 3 hours. It's like 15 minutes or something like that. And it's absolutely amazing. So you can have that in your plan for the next 3 hours. It's going to be shifting your energy. It's about choosing to continue to do the things that are in alignment, to choose to live in alignment. Yes, part of it just happens naturally once you're in alignment, because that's now the natural place that you move from. Like, it wouldn't feel attractive to you to not live in alignment. But I don't want to just say that you can just sit back on your ass and do nothing. Like, that's not the reality. Because you feel so good in that place of alignment, you want to then do the things that make you feel good. So the rest of today, or the rest of this month, the rest of this year, what are the things that you can do because they make you feel good? it doesn't mean they're always easy. It doesn't mean like, you know, going to the gym is always easy or eating healthy is always easy. That requires effort. It requires energy. But do you want to reap the reward? Do you want to be that version of yourself? So what can be done today to shift you back into alignment and to take some action on continuing to invest your time, your money, your resources into experiences that are in alignment with the life that you want? The last thing I'll say is that on this topic of alignment, before we go into the next bit, is when you are living from this place of alignment, it also feels like you can hold more in your life because everything is so natural that you have in your life. So it's this, it's like this extra kind of, slightly woo-woo, I guess. We love it. It's all part of it. And there's so much proof that shows that having faith in these things actually is so good for your brain and has really good outcomes. But we also know it's actually true. But for anyone that's kind of skeptical, it's very true, but also call it woo-woo, whatever helps you. My point is that you can also be using this whole concept of alignment and ease and flow as a way to also help with your nervous system regulation. So if you are feeling really overwhelmed, really stressed, really dysregulated, I wonder what in your life is really out of alignment that's draining all of your energy. Because when you have these massive energy leaks open all the time, where you're giving your energy, your time, your focus, your attention to things or to people or to places or to experiences or to jobs that just suck your soul dry, do you think that you're going to be in a place of alignment? No. Do you think things are going to feel easy? No. Do you think that you're going to now all of a sudden trust that money's going to come to you? No. You're going to be so stressed about when money's going to come to you. And of course, that just adds things onto your plate that pushes you further out of alignment and it completely dysregulates your nervous system. So what's really interesting is that for those of you that are struggling with money mindset or attracting in more money, whatever it is, like manifestation wise, I want you to think about the things in your life that are actually draining your energy and causing these big energy leaks. Because when you have a negative relationship with money, you then obviously stress more about money, right? And the last thing you're thinking about is money comes easily to me. Money is flowing to me. You're like, no, it's fucking not. And so you desire to feel like you are in control of your money, but you do it from this place of scarcity, only causing more money to kind of slip out from underneath you because your reticular activating system is looking for all of the ways that you don't have enough money versus deciding, actually, I could get a sense of control in a very different way. So the other way that you get the sense of control from is not holding on to money for dear life, but instead actually feeling like you can control what's happening in your life, and you can co-create with the universe to therefore control more money coming into your life. So for those of you that are really stressed about money, pause for a second on the whole feminine embodiment thing, getting your man to lead, blah, blah, blah. Hang with me. The reason why I say this is because money is people's number one stressor, and it's also the number one reason for divorce in the majority of cases, which is concerning, right? It's like, okay, if you are in that category of adults that have money as their number one stress, and maybe the number one issue in your relationship is money, you've got to work on things because it's fucking money. Like, think about it. It's like, oh my God, I'm literally about to lose my fucking relationship and the man or the woman that I love over money, dollars, numbers, cash, pieces of paper, a literal card, like a plastic card. So my point is on this, put aside the feminine embodiment, put aside the polarity work, focus on healing your relationship with money first. And I say this because without that, none of the polarity is going to stick. Your body isn't going to feel safe to be in your feminine. That's contributing to your inherent sense of safety. It's contributing to you being out of alignment. It's contributing to your adrenal fatigue. So if you're like, fuck, this is me, join MMM1, Magic Money Manifestation Level 1. That is the starting point for healing your relationship with money and learning how to manifest so that you can then feel like you are in control of your life, but in a way that's actually empowering and expansive rather than contractive and scarcity driven, where you're actually then clinging on to everything and that's not even working. All right. So MM1 for those of you that really have related to everything that I've said about clinging on to money and money being such a huge stress for you. Let's jump into talking about the things that I am doing for my best year ever. Now, before we jump in, I also want to mention to you guys that Queen Alchemy is open for enrollment. I've mentioned this in the Queen Alchemy episode. So if you're interested in joining Queen Alchemy, go back and listen to the episode that we dropped a few days ago about Queen Alchemy. I also gave you a really beautiful kind of update on what's happening for the year and whatnot. So you just know the trajectory of things. So even if you don't want to join Queen Alchemy, you might want to listen to the beginning of it because I literally spoke for like 15 minutes about life stuff and it was really juicy. Nonetheless, Queen Alchemy is open. It's open for enrollment. This is my 7-week renowned, like signature, timeless, whatever the fuck you want to call it, program that in my opinion, every single woman needs to do. And I'm not just saying that from like, well, of course, in my opinion, like it's my program. I've done this program. It used to be called something else 21 times, 21. And I can tell you from the amount of testimonials and the amount of women that have gone through this, you do not benefit from Queen Alchemy. There is a giant something in Queen Alchemy for every single woman. And a lot of women say that they got things out of Queen Alchemy that they didn't even know they were going in for, because in so much healing and self-discovery, they found these blocks and these wounds that they didn't actually know existed. If you know that you need to do trauma healing work so that you can be in alignment, so that you can manifest your dream life, so that you can have that beautiful relationship that you want, so that you can be in your feminine, if you know you need to do that really deep healing work, Queen Alchemy is the program for you. Of course, we also have the immersion, but right now, obviously, Queen Alchemy is open. If you are deciding between Queen Alchemy and the immersion, you're more than welcome to send us an email and we'll help to decipher which one's best for you. Very happy to do that. But I wanted to let you guys know it is open. So you need to fill in your form. Once you filled in your form, you'll get the next instruction so that you can lock in your space. We start on January 31st. I'm very excited to be starting around earlier this year. And then that way we really get to use that like new year, new me kind of energy, which is always a bit fun. All right. So things I'm doing for this year. I want to share some of the things that I'm doing with you guys. This is a short list. Honestly, it's going to get way more expanded probably by the time this episode goes out. So maybe I'll do another little updated one. But here are some that I thought of off the top of my head that I thought would inspire you guys. So the first thing is investing from the place of my future self. I always do this, and I have a lot going on this year and a lot of money being spent this year. Between my wedding and the book and our honeymoon, there is a lot of expenses happening. We're also flying the team over to Europe for our Paris immersion, and we're doing a team retreat over there at the same time. I've got my certification girls doing their immersion, those students. There is a lot happening. We have a lot of travel. We have to go, we're going to Australia for 3 weeks for one of my best friend's wedding. We are going to Rome to do wedding tastings and everything. Then we're obviously going to New York up and down because, you know, my social life and my friends. Then we obviously have the New York immersion, which is exciting. Then we're going back to Europe in June for all of the Paris immersion, team retreat, certification, immersion as well. And then we're back for a month, and then we go to Europe again in August for our wedding. And that's obviously a big expense. It's a 4-day wedding. And then we go on our honeymoon. And then we go back to Australia because we're probably going there for Christmas this year. So there is a lot happening. Now, what this means for me is that obviously there are more than usual expenses, right? I own a house. I've got all of those things going on. If you own a house, you know they're very expensive to run. So I've got all of those general things happening. And then I also have these added expenses happening. So what this means for me is that every time I'm investing, every time that kind of like, ooh, comes up sometimes, because you know, when you're investing a lot of money, it can come up. You're fucking human. We live in an economy. One of the things I always say to you guys, maybe you haven't heard this before, is the thing that you will always need to stay working on is your relationship with money. Because we live in an economy, we live in a world where there is so much scarcity around money that you kind of have to always do the opposite to counteract that and to help yourself. So in those moments where it feels a little bit like, wow, there is a lot of money going out, it's when you actually need to sink deeper into your money work. Can you sink deeper into trust? Can you sink deeper into expansion? Can you sink deeper into manifestation? During those moments where I'm investing a lot of money, that's what I do. I just sink deeper into everything because I know it works. I know it's going to be okay, but it just feels hard. And it feels hard. It feels like I'm being stretched, because I am. I'm going so deeply outside my comfort zone. And in fact, I did a whole episode on what it feels like to go through those massive stretches where you're kind of like really feeling stretched and you really don't want to do it. I did a really great episode on that. So we'll link that below for you guys to listen to, because if you've already listened to it once, I would actually listen to it again, maybe, because it's a really, really, really good episode. It was so good that I actually put it in, well, kind of reverse. It was meant to be for MMM level two, Magic Money Manifestation level two. And then I actually ended up doing a podcast on it. So it's really good. Make sure you listen to it. So every time I'm investing, I'm going to remind myself that I'm investing from a place of my future self. So the version of me that's making X millions of dollars a year, right? So next year, the goal for me is to like three times my, I guess now kind of like more so double my yearly revenue. So that version of me is like, yeah, of course I can afford to pay XYZ ABC for the wedding. Of course I can afford for us to go here for our honeymoon. Of course I can afford for us to do this and this and this and this and this. No questions asked. So I'm investing, I'm spending from my future self. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to go and fuck your cash flow and go and spend money on stupid things because you're like, oh, my future self. That's where you have to draw the line and be discerning with manifestation, especially when you see manifestation online on Instagram. You got to be careful because some people will kind of have those sales tactics of like, you know, when you invest $20,000 in my mastermind, it's going to come back to you the week later. And, you know, like this. And then more importantly, it's not that that's wrong. People then don't put the action, and I come back to that, people don't put the action in to then make that their reality. So they pay the 20K for the mastermind or whatever it is. I'm using an example, and they sit back and they do fuck all. And then they're like, oh, where'd the money go? And now all of a sudden they're in debt or broke or like doing whatever. And it's not necessarily because it was the mastermind was bad by any means. It actually was because they invested in a way that they then did not show up in. Right? They just expected like fucking magic to happen and money to just land on their lap. So this is what you need to be doing. When you're investing big bucks in yourself, it's not just the investment, it's then the action that follows that. So if you invest $20,000 in whatever it is that you're investing, whether it's your own wedding, whether it's a trip that you're taking with your partner, whether it's your own personal development, whether it's a work thing, it doesn't matter what it is. You invest 20K, let's say. Great. That's the hardest part. That's actually the hardest part done. Now, because you're in that new level of your comfort zone, now you have to take the action to show up at that new level. To then not just think about like, oh, I have to make the money back. I'm not saying that mindset because that's not abundant either. But it's more believing that you can make the money back, that you deserve it, and you're going to make so much back in return because this is an investment in yourself and in your energy. But you're not investing because it will make the money back. You're investing because it will expand you. And you will make so much money, so much impact, so much expansion as a result, right? So it's the flow-on effect and it's the action that's required in that flow-on effect. I'm not going to go too down this rabbit hole, but anyway, that part, right? So investing from my future self and sinking my teeth deeper into my manifestation practices and into my money mindset practices. The other thing that I'm doing, and those of you that are in the Feminine CEO, you will get, I think this year, don't quote me on this, but I think this year I'm going to organize for us to do a few live new modules because I've got a few new modules up my sleeve that I want to record. And I thought maybe we'll do it live. So if you're in the Feminine CEO already, keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. If you're not in the Feminine CEO, if you join, you will get access to those complimentary, no extra charge involved. And like if the price goes up or anything for the Feminine CEO, you won't have the price increase. You'll just be able to come. So something that we've been doing all of last year, 2023, last year was the year of focusing, like you guys would know if you've been listening to my podcast and reading my emails. Last year has been the year on really focusing on working on the back end so that I can be off for 6 weeks for my wedding, so I can fall pregnant and have maternity leave, so I can do all of these things that are coming up. And that requires a lot of effort and time. It requires a lot of work to set up those things. And I wanted to do them well in advance so we weren't scrambling last minute. And we're still in them. So I'm really glad that we started when we did, because we will be finished well before the wedding on like getting into this kind of groove, but it takes a long time. And I knew it was going to take a long time. And we're not ready for me to necessarily fall pregnant and have a baby right now. But by the time that happens, we will be ready. So we started really far in advance because there was a lot of work that had to be done behind the scenes. my point is that if you're in the Feminine CEO, I will be sharing with you guys everything. Now, that's obviously helpful if you want to take your own 6 weeks off, if you want to have your own baby, etc. But even if you don't, everything can be applied to different circumstances in life. If you just want to be able to do less in your business, if you want to be able to, you know, work less hours or take, you know, a 3 month holiday and not do shit, but still make money, like that's what these modules are going to be for. Something that I'm continuing to do, and especially at the start of this year, is being 4 to 6 months ahead in my business where I can be. So for example, having marketing emails written 4 to 6 months ahead, making sure all program launches are done to the extent they can be done 4 to 6 months ahead, social media content as much as I can do, because some of it I do like to do last minute. So like the bits that don't need to be done last minute, doing them 4 to 6 months ahead. I'm already pretty ahead, but this means it's reducing my stress. It means that in February and in March, I'm working on things months away. So I don't feel like I'm scrambling my tail. And this is really important because my workload is pretty big this year between obviously wedding book and that kind of thing. I also, you know, I don't know whether it's changed even now, but by the end of November last year, I was already fully booked out of all my one-on-ones up until May. So it was like, you know, and I actually ended up taking on like filling, like allowing like an extra person to come in. And so what that means is that I'm really at my quota with and at my limit with the amount of work that I can take. So what that means for me is that I have to be ahead, because if I'm not, that's when a dysregulated nervous system happens. That's when the burnout happens. That's when I'm not able to be my best self. I'm not able to be in alignment because I haven't set myself up correctly. So I've really used this break over December and January to set myself up for success. I haven't just used it to do nothing. I've actually used it to, of course, relax, to recharge, to sleep lots, to go to bed early, to read a lot, to have lots of sex and lots of time off and lots of creative time. But I've also used it because of like, I've used it in a way where I've capitalized on my creative energy because I've taken a lot of time off. So I have got a lot of creative energy. I've capitalized on my creative energy to then get ahead, right? And it's meant that I've gotten ahead with so much ease. I haven't had to force getting ahead. It's happened naturally because I have all this energy because I'm not not expending it every day on clients and work and whatnot. I'm able to use it as I please. So I'm using it in a way to actually get myself ahead and get my team ahead. The other thing that I'm doing is not traveling when I don't need to. So as the wedding is this year, and like I've said, we obviously have a lot of travel. I walked you guys kind of through that. I'm going to be really ensuring that I'm managing my energy, my stress levels, and ensuring that we aren't traveling when we don't need to. I have focused a lot in the past couple of years on finding expansion at home. That's been a hard thing for me. I grew up moving all the time. I've moved, like, I think my parents told me one time when I was maybe like 18 or something, or maybe it was like, I was like 22 or something like that. But we had moved 14 times. I've honestly lost track. I'm not going to sit here and count, but we've moved a lot. And so what that has meant, and you know, not just schools and everything, but also, like I'm talking more so houses more than schools. I've gone to like, I don't know, six schools maybe. What that's meant though, is that I've always had the desire for change and moving and travel and going. And I love change. I love travel. Like you guys know that about me. I'm a deep-rooted Sagittarius in that sense. And I have no problem with change. I really do thrive on change. And what I've taught myself and what I've found in myself is also thriving with doing the same thing every day, thriving being at home, thriving with having a regulated nervous system, not needing to run on adrenaline all the time, not needing to only feel creative when I'm in that rush and like sweaty armpits and literally in an adrenaline rush. That used to be my moments of creativity. I would literally years ago, when I was first starting my business, I would have music going and I'd be in this intense, intense flow state, but my adrenals were also firing. Now I can be in a really intense flow state, but my adrenals aren't firing at the same time. So I have really developed a great relationship with doing less and being at home and just having like more quiet time, I guess, like just more doing nothing. So I'm going to continue to do that as much as I can next year for obviously my well-being, for my work, for you guys, for my clients, like for my output, for my clients, all those good things. The next thing is I need to be able to have the business operating for me for 6 weeks. next year without me. So when I'm getting married and then in my honeymoon. So I need to be able to see that happening before I actually need to do that. So this is kind of like coming back to why I need to be ahead. Something else that I'm going to do, I haven't told the team this, is do like a trial run, like kind of more towards the middle of the year, a few months before we get married, of 6 weeks where I'm not really talking to them. I'm just doing my clients. I obviously need to still do my clients. And so it's going to be this really great trial run to figure out any last missing pieces that they need to learn from me, know from me, like ask me, so that they can have that third time being like take off. Because we had this kind of like first trial run over December, January, but I'm very much still around. So I want to have another one where I actually am not really around for them. I'm just around for my clients as well. So we're also going to be doing that to ensure that I have the best year ever by reducing any stress or any like perceived stress or perceived nervousness about me taking time off over that time. Other things that I am continuing to do, but I also have been doing over December and January, is listening to the New Year's Eve bundle. I've listened to it so many times just to remember everything to do. And also, I listened to it once to remember everything to do, but I've listened to it a lot of times for the quantum manifestation in there. I just like fast forward to it, do some red light therapy, legs up the wall, whatever it is at the same time. And it has been absolutely amazing. It is fucking gold. If you haven't gotten the New Year's Eve bundle, trust me, you want to get the New Year's Eve bundle. It is so potent. It is so spicy. If you're in any of my programs, you would know this. If you're not, I'm telling you this now. I'm not like a fluffy person in programs. I get really just straight to it. Like I don't fluff around. There's no chit chat happening. It is pure gold from start to finish. So make sure that you've gotten that. It's not too late, but it does close at the end of January. And frankly, you want to be using the energy of January now, because that's going to obviously be the most optimal energy and frequency for you to be in whilst you're doing everything. The last thing that I've written down that I wanted to share with you guys is another idea, and something that I'm doing is getting clear in writing on what I'm accepting and not accepting this year from myself, from others, from my time, my planning, etc. Just realigning my expectations for myself, my desires for myself, so that I have a clear direction for myself, so that I'm not letting myself down, right? So that I am not just kind of going into the new year blind and being like, yep, we'll just see what happens. Like, no, I don't want to just see what happens. I know what I want, and I'm going to ensure that all of that happens. Completely different energy. You can totally go into this new year. Well, you are in the new year. You can totally go into this year just being like, well, we'll see what happens. Like, sweet. If that suits you, that's completely fine. But if you are listening and you're like, no, I want shit happening this year, then you need to show up with that energy of wanting shit happen. Does it happen this year? If you're actually serious about what you want this year, then if you're showing up in this, we'll see what happens, kind of like nonchalant energy, you're not matching the seriousness of your manifestation. So the universe is like, oh, she actually isn't that serious. So we'll just like, if it happens, cute. If it doesn't, meh, she won't really care. Versus you being so serious that you ensure that they happen. And I give you the exact things to do actually on that kind of like, shit is happening this year, I'm making sure it does, in the New Year's Eve bundle. And I'm going to be doing all those things myself to make sure that this year also goes to a fucking T as well. It's really beautiful being able to kind of release control of the universe, but simultaneously also know that you're fully in control. But that sense of knowing I'm fully in control comes from getting ahead and getting clear on your direction and the action steps that you're taking and what it is that you're doing and not doing to show up as the version of yourself that you are proud to be. Okay, so I know I promised you guys that I was going to jump into some lifestyle questions that I get a lot, but we're 40 minutes in. And one of my goals for this year is actually to do shorter podcast episodes. So that, I know some of you guys like the really long ones, but it's just more for my own time management, because I want to make sure that I can get you guys a juicy one every single week. And I'd rather that it's a little bit shorter and like pow pow to the point. But it also means that I need to obviously carve out that time. So I'm trying to get podcast episodes down to around 40 minutes for myself rather than like an hour. And some of you are just like, how the fuck do you talk every week by yourself for an hour? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know, but my parents probably do. The point is that I'm going to answer one of the lifestyle questions that I get asked so much right now, but then I'm going to go into more detail about it in another upcoming episode. And I'm going to go through the rest of these components, so the rest of the questions as well in an upcoming episode. So we're just going to do one episode all about this because I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, wait, once I start talking about even just dot point number two, she's going to be on a fucking tangent, giving you guys all the gold for like 10 minutes. So one of the questions I get all the time is, do I like the Aura ring? Or like, one, do I have an Aura ring? People will ask from seeing my Instagram stories, Monica, is that an Aura ring on your finger? It is an Aura ring on my finger. If you are looking at the camera on this pointer finger, you would see my gold Aura ring. I've had my Aura ring for about a year now. I love it. I love it. This ain't sponsored. I wish it was. If Aura wants to like sponsor the episode or give me a free one, because actually it's getting a little bit like scraped and shit, I would love that. But it's not sponsored. I'm going to go through why I love it and how I use it in this the episode that I'll do on lifestyle stuff, which will come out in the next month. But if you're thinking about getting it, whether it's for tracking your cycle, tracking your sleep, whatever it is, do it. I know people wear like Apple Watches and shit. I don't wear an Apple Watch. I don't need anything else to give me notifications. I think having an Apple Watch just must be the most stressful thing for people in the world. Like, you literally can't escape your phone. I don't want that. I love when I lose my phone in the house. It's fucking fabulous. So no Apple Watch for me. I like a nice analog. And so I know people also use the different kind of like Fit watches that don't have like, you know, you can't get your messages on it or whatever. But to me, it's just like totally cramps my style. So I love the Aura ring because it literally is just part of like my gold jewelry. And I wear it all the time. I won't wear it on my wedding day, although I kind of actually do want to wear it on my wedding day just to see how high my heart rate goes and how stressed my body is as I'm walking down the aisle. My fiance and I were listening to music this morning because we're trying to figure out like songs for different things. And I'm literally sitting on the couch in our bedroom bawling my eyes out. And he's like, oh my God, this is going to be the most emotional wedding. He's like, I'm going to be crying. You're going to be crying. Our mom's going to, everyone is going to be fucking bawling. Anyway. So I love the Aura ring. I really do. The other question that I get a lot is, what do I eat? What does a day on a plate look like for me? I'm going to answer that in another episode as well for you guys in this kind of same one. And then I'm also going to answer the question on like, what pharmaceuticals, home remedies, etc., do I use when I need them? So like when I need a painkiller, when I need like an Advil or like an anti-inflammatory for whether it's a headache, whether it's, you know, like, I don't know, a stomach ache, whatever it is, what do I use instead? Or do I actually use the pharmaceutical? So I'm going to be answering those. If you guys have any other questions that you'd like me to answer around those kinds of topics, please send an email to olivia@monicayateshealth.com and let her know it's, you know, linked to this episode. She'll know what you're talking about. Make sure, like, just say that you listened to episode blah, 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 and you want her to answer this lifestyle question when she does that lifestyle episode. And then she'll let me know. She'll put it in my little notes for that episode. All right, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed today. Make sure you maybe re-listen to this if you feel like you need to just jump back to some of the alignment pieces, the manifestation pieces, the money pieces that I went over. And if you need any direction or help on what program is best for you, please just let me know. Oh, also, make sure that you download the 2024 new mantra PDF as well, because it is gold, if I don't say so myself. All right, I will see you in the next episode.